Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Prepared to go the distance here in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good things happen if you pay attention. We have a lot of things going on in the world that you might want to know about, know a little more about. What do we think about them? What you need to know, et cetera, et cetera. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler attempting to keep up with your social media comments. Jennifer Horn being smiley.
Just attempting.
And attempting. All right, so
just attempting.
A poll released today suggests that we in America are increasingly unhappy with the president's handling of ISIS. Growing share of the nation believes the fight is going badly. The poll found 57% of Americans disapprove of how the president's handling the threat. Significant decline in support for the president over the past couple of months. So, the essence of what I... Oh, there I am again with that word. What I'm saying...
First time today, though.
Essence alert.
So what we have here is a repeat of the conversation that we had 3 or 4 months ago when this all started, and nobody's done. It's been even longer than that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Four or five months?
It was a year ago when he was calling them the JV team.
Yeah, okay, well...
Womp, womp.
There you go. Not quite.
Your word essence is my womp womp.
Womp womp.
I do it a lot now.
Yeah. Womp womp. Wow. But it's appropriate.
But it's so appropriate.
It really is appropriate.
That is scary, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Hey, man, no leadership whatsoever. A Texas arbitration panel says Lance Armstrong needs to cough up $10 million
or else
for the Tour de France bonuses that he got.
Good luck getting that back.
The case has been going on for 10 years. Initially, the SCA refused to pay Armstrong. The SCA is the promotions company that put together the Tour de France. Anyway, they didn't pay him the bonuses because he had taken performance-enhancing drugs. He sued them, they paid him, and now they want it back. As Richie said, good luck.
Right.
How many people... Right. Spent what?
It was spent. Spend money.
Oh, of course.
Spent.
Guns.
Yeah. Wait. On drugs? Hold the phone.
On drugs.
How does somebody sue you, a court determines you have to pay them, and then how can you ask for that money back?
Sounds like double jeopardy to me.
It sounds like
if it was being appealed, they never would have paid him in the first place.
That's true.
Pictures today of this ball of fire, West Virginia.
Oh,
train
wow.
derailment,
yeah.
Burning for a couple of days, probably burned for a couple of more days. One of the cars fell into the river, which is the source of drinking water for the local counties. State of emergency declared. What I don't understand, this oil, the crude oil that was in these tanker cars, is not normally flammable. It doesn't respond because it's so thick, it's like mud. So how it... I've always wondered, whenever you see stories of this crude oil catching fire, I always wonder how that happens, because normally this stuff wouldn't burn unless you really worked at it to have it burn. Maybe the thing...
You know, the first thing I thought about when I heard this story
what?
Was your rant the other day about the Trans-Canadian Pipeline.
Yeah, if we had a pipeline, none of this would be going on.
And you were talking about how much... it takes to fuel a train to carry the oil versus,
right.
And you even mentioned, what if the train wrecks and the oil spills?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. 11 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey!
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup? Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
All right, so the Westminster Dog Show is going on. How many people are paying attention? The Kennel Club Dog Show. Some of these dogs are so atrocious. They're just
snooze
awful.
Fest.
But who
people
gets,
love it.
Does
they
this
do,
to
I know.
It's a big ratings win.
I know it is.
Yeah. Well, you heard that.
I can't imagine watching that on TV.
No, it's so boring. I used to get so mad as a kid because they would interrupt wrestling because Monday Night Raw used to be on and they interrupt it for the Westminster Abbey Dog Show. For 2 weeks in a row, I wouldn't get to watch wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
But you heard who the big winner is, right? Or the top contender?
Who?
Is the cousin of President Obama's Portuguese water dog or whatever those things are called.
Sweet.
Okay.
All right, speaking of President Obama.
No, it's puppy worthy.
A federal judge has granted a requested temporary block in the executive action on illegal immigration. 26 states working. And this lawsuit brings me around to another reality, the complete lunacy, again, making reference to what Richie said a few minutes ago about the pipeline. Let's not do that because it has an environmental negative impact. Huh? What are you, nuts? Look at the train that's on fire in West Virginia, and tell me that's responsible environmental thinking. Anyway, so here we have this next lunacy, and the thing that makes it more fitting in the lunatic fringe is that we have states spending millions of dollars of taxpayer money to fight the president and the Justice Department on the federal level, and they're spending millions of dollars. At the end of the day, who's getting it in the shorts? You and me are getting it in the shorts because these people, these fools, have their egos out on their sleeve, and this is my way, I'm doing it my way because I'm smarter than the rest of you, or I'm the president and I'll do it, and somebody else, some other politician says some other thing. Meanwhile, the program doesn't work and will probably not be implemented, but how much time is it going to take for them to get to that decision, and how much fighting is going to go on, and how much money is it going to cost? Isn't that a relative question in this circumstance? It would seem to me that we would all be up in arms about it, and just one more thing that sends us crazy, because there's no common sense.
Take a breath.
All right, Mardi Gras time. Mardi Gras is French for what, Pierre? Mardi Gras.
Big party.
No. Yeah. Wait, that's not Pierre.
France for big party.
No, it isn't. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what it always
Try it again.
Big party.
No. One more time.
Mardi. More party.
More party.
No.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Fat.
Tuesday. Come on, Pierre.
Yeah,
you're French, and we know.
Yeah. All right.
Lent is tomorrow.
He's off his wagon, you think, Kenny?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you guys giving something up for Lent?
I gave up something. It wasn't my choice, but I gave it up. Anyway, this is a deeply rooted tradition. This festival, the carnival.
Roberta's down there. Our friend Roberta. She lives right on one of the parade routes now.
But this is.
Yeah, we should get a report.
The thing that is silly about this is that the church's action or the celebration of Jesus, you know, this ends now that we're in Lent. It ends with the rebirth of Jesus. But all of this stuff that leads up to it, there's a lot of drinking and shenanigans and things that we can't really talk about, supposedly in the name of the holy season. You think this isn't a party and people get drunk and they do all sorts of strange things in the hotels down there?
This is why they do it. It's on Bourbon Street,
for God's sake.
No, but it's Fat Tuesday, the day before Lent. Lent starts on Wednesday, and so everybody parties it up and gets everything bad out of their system before they give it all up for 40 days. Hello?
And it's all over the place. It's not just on Bourbon Street.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich. That makes it better.
Yeah. Not much, but...
All right. In a moment, car talk. What?
Did you hear that 12 people died in Haiti during a...
Yeah, there was a...
They tried to move a light pole electric line with a stick, and it broke and hit all the people on the float.
Yeah. Good night.
Yep.
Good luck. Goodbye. Do I have time for car talk? I'm not sure. Richie, we need to... take a moment here, and then let's see if I have time.
Let's do a quick moment, and then we'll do car talk.
All right.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
All right, so car talk. We should have just an audio clip from car talk with the brothers laughing. There. That's it. Okay. That's
it. I want to play this all the time.
No, just for car talk. That's it. Ford. Unleashing, just when you listen to them, if you haven't ever listened to car talk, you got to they're playing back the old car talk shows. One of the brothers died last year, but it still is it's just a superb show. So Ford has a new F-150 spot, Richie, touting fuel economy. They have an aluminum-bodied F-150. We were looking for trucks a couple of months ago. The salesman said, look at that new F-150 with the aluminum body.
Yeah.
Cost $10,000 more than a regular steel-bodied F-150. And they bought up all the aluminum, supposedly, the salesman said, for the next 3 years. So nobody else could build an aluminum body. I thought that was nonsense. But anyway, the commercial mentions the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy on the truck. The 2.7-liter EcoBoost turbocharged engine gives you a V8 power, 26 miles a gallon. the Dodge, this is a response to the Dodge engine. It's in the new Dodge pickup trucks. It is extraordinary, 30 miles to a gallon. I drove that little Hyundai across country, averaged 34 miles to a gallon, that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
A nice little car.
Really, and it wasn't a little car. Actually, it was a bigger car, but the engine and it was great performance. All right, little car talk for a little thought. 21 after on, good day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Since we went through the top five songs from any particular year, so we have the top five songs from this week in 1975 for you, starting with Olivia Newton-John, who is at number five. Have you ever been mellow is the question asked in this. All of her songs had that same sort of lilting, friendly, pleasant. Is that too soft a word? That's just something about her.
Can I give you a little spoiler alert?
Yeah, sure.
Olivia Newton-John helped Lisa Gibbons become the next Celebrity Apprentice last night.
Oh, yeah.
Really? How so?
She's friends with Lisa, and she came and performed at her party. One of the tasks was to have a red carpet event, and so Olivia Newton-John came and performed, and it was an interesting match.
Guess who Geraldo brought in?
Olivia Newton-John.
No. Geraldo brought in his own singer celebrity to raise money. So Olivia Newton-John beat down Tony Orlando.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So she did better than Tony did.
Well, Lisa Gibbons' team did better than Geraldo's team.
Yeah. You know, it's at Lisa's a class act, and Geraldo's
Lisa's
kind of a self-centered jerk.
Lisa's very smart. Lisa's one of the smartest people who knows how to maneuver away.
She's awesome.
Around
Donald was like, you're so nice. I'm not used to that. How do you lead by being nice?
By Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, she's very smart. Okay, number four belongs to the Doobie Brothers, Richie. Blackwater. Number four from this week in 1975. Beginning of the disco era, actually. So Olivia Newton-John is at five. Doobie Brothers at four. Grand Funk Railroad, number three. There she is. Some kind of crazy.
Some kind of wonderful. Yes, she is.
I was never a big fan, Richie, of the Grand Funk Railroad, but this was, this is, the hit stuff was pretty good. This is a good song. Crank it up for a second.
My heart becomes filled with desire.
Geraldo and Lisa are on the Today Show right now.
Are they?
Jennifer? Geraldo is a short little dude, man.
Oh, yeah. He's teeny tiny.
You can put him in your pocket.
Yeah. Pocket pal. Yeah.
All right, so for number three, we go to the Eagles in the number two position. Great, great Eagles talent. Got that one song, put him on the map. Number two this week, 1975. I feel like Casey Kasem. He's not with us anymore.
I was going to say, not in his current state, right?
No. I was listening as I came across the country was it Saturday? When did I get here? I got here Saturday, right? Yeah, Saturday morning on Sirius, they have Casey's, they take all of the Casey Kasem shows for that weekend across the years that he was on, and they play him on the Casey channel. I listened to a couple of them, and it was really pretty interesting to listen to him and remember back to some of the sizes. It was early to mid-70s stuff. All right, so let's see here. Best of My Love from the Eagles, number two. Number one. In the day when instrumentals were big, the average white band picking up the pieces. Richie, you knew how they got this name. I've forgotten. I should remember, but I don't remember why they were called the average white band. There was some significance to it. Kenny, if you can remember, help yourself to telling us. Because I remember as a jock playing their stuff, but I told the story, but I don't remember what the story is.
Let's see here. There's
some significance.
Yeah, there was.
Called.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Well, you don't remember either, so what good are you? Kenny, you remember?
I don't know.
That's my backup team, folks. That's
don't
the backstop right there.
I'm not bothered
to ask you, Jennifer. What'd you say, Richie?
We talked about it one time, but now I can't remember why.
Right, that's
it was.
That was what was in my mind going back to how the average white band became known as the average white band.
Because
they didn't sound like
this is Scottish funk band, which
yeah,
kind of like that.
Black
anyway.
Music. This sounds like black should be a black band doing this. Number one this week, 1975. 28 after on good day.
Insight Daily Radio. New York Times bestselling author Allison Pataki follows up on her critically acclaimed debut novel with the little-known and tumultuous love story of Sisi, the Austro-Hungarian empress and captivating wife of Emperor Franz Joseph. We spoke with her about this newest historical novel, The Accidental Empress.
The research for historical fiction novels is, in my opinion, arguably the most enjoyable part of the whole process, because I have always been a huge history dork, and I love just going to a museum or going to a foreign city and becoming completely immersed in that world and in the historical context. With The Accidental Empress, because it is the story of Sisi, the last great Habsburg Empress, the beginning of the research really had to involve going to her world and seeing the context in which she ruled, in which she grew up, really, as a young bride of 15, adapting to the Habsburg court and then becoming this global celebrity, this global figure that was on the world stage, but really that was based in Vienna and Budapest. Because those were the two capital cities of her empire. So it all began for me in Vienna. Years ago, 10 or 12 years ago, actually, I was traveling through Austria and Hungary and all of the lands of the former Habsburg Empire, and I kept seeing this image of this beautiful young woman with this kind of mercurial smile, this beautiful thick brown hair that she wore around her head as a crown, and it just piqued my interest, just seeing she was everywhere, kind of like cult status to this day.
That's author Allison Pataki on her new historical novel, The Accidental Empress. Insight Daily Radio.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Reggie just figured out that I'm not right.
Every now and then I have to tell him, you ain't right, boy.
Yeah,
that's what you confess to what you eat to us. It's like,
you have to tell everybody what you actually just told us you eat.
Meredith calls it Dudley soup. I was just talking to Jack, who will be with us in a moment on the air, Jack Stockwell, who's one of the prominent doctors here on the program. And actually, somebody, I got to come visit you. I didn't want to come because of the stuff with your son, but I am going to come see you in the next week or two.
Good.
As long as everything's okay. So anyway, you might as well get in on this conversation, Jack, too, as long as we're at it. So
gross.
We were just talking about stuff that we eat, because one of the things in the news today is the impact of fiber on your body and diets. And I want to get some more information from Jack on that in a couple of minutes. So I was just thinking about when I got here to the house in California on Saturday, there wasn't any food. I actually haven't had any time to go to the store to get any food yet. So I'm digging around. What do we have here in the freezer? I bought when I was here a month or so ago some fish chowder. So I said, okay, I'll have the fish chowder. And then what did I find in the cabinet? There was some black beans.
Oh.
So I put
them. Did you have any paper left on the walls of your bathroom, or did you peel it all off with that last bout? I mean, my God. That paint is bubbling and peeling.
It was tasty, though. It was
that
really
poor dog is stuck in that house with you, and she can't see anything to get out.
Nah.
She's like, Dad, I think we're stuck in a gas line.
Pour all that right in the bathomatic and load it up.
God. Anyway, there it is. True confessions.
Then you wonder why you burp all the time.
But the beans, Jack. Beans, aren't beans a good source of fiber?
They're the magical fruit, Doug.
Well, beans are. Beans are a good source of fiber. You just have to soak the beans two or three times and pour the water off.
I don't know that I did that.
Before you cook it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can
beans,
that.
You know, all plants in the plant kingdom, inter- interestingly enough, have self-defensive mechanisms.
Yeah.
Some of them have thorns, some of them have noxious smells, and some of them have poison.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Like Doug.
Yes.
Didn't you learn anything from Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
I learned how to have a good time Blazing Saddles. They produce more movies like that. All right, so let's keep moving.
It's available for kids' parties. All you need is a match and $20. Bring your marshmallows, kids.
I hope you got a box of the pens.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay, hold on. Jack, we'll get back to you in a moment. What's going on, Kenny, with Brian Williams? I haven't heard boo for 4 or 5 days about him. Actually, what I did see, though, I didn't talk about this yesterday, but I meant to. There is a morality clause in his contract, which means that he could be fired because the way they're reading it, a significant portion of the community was offended by his not telling the truth. I don't know if that's a stretch or not, but what ought to happen with him, he's lawyered up. What he ought to do is just find himself another job, and that's all. Just
go.
He needs
to either do talk radio for a while, because you know that's next for him. Talk radio, or he needs to try to get like some sort of cable show.
Yeah.
Gosh, CNN could totally use him
to do
you know, sort of an infotainment kind of show.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I say he ought to go try and get The Daily Show.
He's too old.
That'd be good.
I think he's
too old, though. Millennials want somebody young. I think Ken's idea of Joel McHale is genius.
Joel McHale's the guy from Talk Soup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he on that Community show?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a pretty obnoxious SO gun.
And that's
him. He's funny. Yeah. But that's
what people like. But
he
doesn't have
that.
But you know what? He doesn't come across as being smart like Stewart. Who's around that's smart like Stewart and has that same flavor as Joel does? That, I think, is what you need. Don't you think? To have credibility, you got to really have some smarts. And I don't know that guy comes across as being.
I think he comes across as. I mean, I think to be as funny as he is, you have to have something going on upstairs. We just haven't ever seen him do politics, so.
All right. Here is some info. Jack, you can jump in on this if you want to. There's a trail of information and commentary about a listing that's on a site. Richie, I think I introduced you to this lady a couple of weeks ago, foodbabe.com.
I introduced you to
foodbabe.com. Oh, you introduced me to her?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, how did that happen? I thought it was the other way around. Why
I got an email from her people.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Like Brian Williams now. I introduced you, right? Right, Rich?
I'm not like Brian Williams at all. I now admit to making mistakes when I make them. Anyway.
But I like this food babe chick. What's her name? Vonnie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to remember her name. So here is
Vonnie
a list.
Hari. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like someone that you'd not want to run into.
Like Manohar.
In a shopping mall.
Right. Yeah. So she writes in this latest blog about how we're being manipulated by the techniques that are being used, the fake chemical scents designed to get us to buy things. In the Hard Rock Cafe, they pump out artificial scents of sugar cookies and waffle cones that get you to buy more. There's a company called Scent Andrea that attaches chocolate artificially scented strips to vending machines, tripling the sales of Hershey's candy bars. Disney applies an artificial grilled scent to their frozen burgers to make them smell fresh when, in fact, they are not fresh. It is gross. A lot of the stuff is really gross. The grocery chain.
Starbucks has an aroma task force to make sure that their stores smell like coffee and not the cheese from the breakfast items.
All right. So, Richie, go to the... Kenny, can you go to this article and post on Facebook the ad from Monsanto?
It's at foodbabe.com.
This ad from Monsanto's playbook... 1947. Products that smell good sell good.
Think about the biggest one. What's the biggest one you can think of from the shopping mall?
The biggest one what?
That makes you want to buy it because of the smell. Cinnabon in every shopping
mall. Yeah. Right.
You walk by or at the airport and you're like, oh my God, I need something sweet.
Says, Panera Bread just recently moved its baking time hours instead of
the
early in the morning.
Yeah, daytime.
During the day.
So
yeah.
Everybody can smell
it.
They smell like the bakery.
I tried to do that at the farm store. We had all kinds of things in there that were smell good things.
Which is the same reason why Subway places its bread ovens up in the front of the store.
Right, yeah. The principle of chemical attraction defines the path to hidden sales. This is a Monsanto thing. Used for years to contribute sales appeal to foods, candies, perfumes, and cosmetics. Smells sell. So there, Jennifer, if you're so concerned about what it smells like here, my smell smells and sells just the same as other smells sell. Huh? How about that?
You know, the most,
well, how much have you sold off your smells, Dougie?
taste works the same way.
All right,
taste,
Jack,
the artificial tastes that are put into foods, the excitotoxins, the MSG, and a bunch of other things that are added to taste to get you to eat more of it.
Well, if you look at McDonald's, and we just learned that they put not only sugar in their oil, but also, what was it? The food babe told us that they had some kind of plastic that they put in the oil.
Well, just mentioned Cinnabon. They use the worst kind of fat to cook their rolls. It's all partially hydrogenated oils. The primary source of artificial trans fat in the American diet, which we're going to talk about in a second, and it contributes more to heart disease than anything else. It's huge.
Well, Doug, look back at this ad from the, and if you
now,
go
this
to,
is, I started to make
Ken's
references.
Going to post it on the Facebook page.
Kenny, why don't you post that whole article?
Look at the Monsanto ad and the Monsanto logo.
Yeah.
Read it.
Monsanto, chemicals and plastics.
Yeah. Now they're a food company.
Yeah, exactly. Well, margarine was developed by Monsanto, and it's all plastic.
Right.
It's like,
and so is aspartame.
PVC.
That's how aspartame was developed, is they were trying to make a new plastic.
Jack.
Well, I'm going to give you something. Let me give you something. I'll throw you a good curveball here from Monsanto, because they're the ones that make Roundup. Mm-hmm. And one of the principal products inside of Roundup is glyphosates.
Yep.
And what they're finding now is a striking level of glyphosate in the gut tissue of children with autism. Mm-hmm. And I think this big vaccination thing is a cover-up to try to distract people away from what these chemicals that have been put into food to enhance the aroma, to enhance the taste, is doing not only to kids, but to Alzheimer's victims, cancer victims. We have literally traded our food for a plate full of poison that looks good, smells good, and tastes good, but is no longer food.
Kenny, will you post that whole article at facebook.com/good day, please?
Just
did. Do that? You did. Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen.
Next time, do it quicker, please.
Richie, can I do this commercial, please? I was going to address ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. I don't think Bob's moms and dads. I mean, boys and girls are losing their hair, but moms and dads are. Stop it. Stop losing your hair. Keep it from falling out by using Provia. Provia is a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment that cleanses your scalp. Cleaned up. Jack's got a good head of hair, although you got a few places up there. You could use it like I can. Clean the pores out and have the follicles under your scalp start growing again. This is safe. This is natural. And by golly, it works. Best of all, Provia is it's safe for colored hair, treated hair, all that stuff. So this is a no-brainer. Use your brain. Call 800-525-8319 and get results in the next couple of months. You cleanse your pores. The stuff starts growing. You'll feel the fuzz. You'll be really happy you heard me talking about this. 800-525-8319. Ask for Provia. And to get an upgrade to priority shipping, mention Doug Steffen. 800-525-8319. Get it and use it. And be satisfied, be happy, get the hair back. People will say, hey, what's going on with you? Did you get a transplant? You say, nope, I'm just using Provia. 800-525-8319.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here. And visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-396-7487. Viviscal nourishes thin hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-396-7487. 800-396-7487. That's 800-396-7487.
That would be your turn, sir.
Oh, it's my turn. It's my golly, thank you. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell to continue the conversation about your health and well-being. Jack is a noted chiropractor. He's a NUCCA specialist, N-U-C-C-A. That is, he works on your neck, everything from your shoulders up. That's the trick. You got to have that in alignment for you to be have a healthy back and a healthy body. So, Jack, as a focus on things that are alternative. I don't even like to use the term alternative. Just thinking people will go to the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, and I'm not saying if you don't go there, you're not a thinker, but I think you'll be stimulated by all the things that are there. Jack's approach to medicine is unique, and he comes up with some great ideas and points in keeping you and your gut, because that's his favorite thing, and it's understandable. If you don't have a healthy gut, you're not going to have a healthy immune system, therefore you don't have a healthy body. So, when we talk about these complex diet plans that are around today, the one that's being touted is the thing to add to your diet is fiber if you want to lose weight. You don't agree.
Well, the thing about fiber, two things. Number one, the reason they want to put fiber into a diet is because you can't digest it. And so it kind of fills up and it makes you feel a little fuller than you
otherwise would. Take everything else out with it when it's,
well,
when it's gone?
Well, it can do that, but the it's the roughage thing. It has a rough aspect to it as it brushes through the gut. Most people already have a subclinical problem with their gut that they don't know about because it just hasn't hit them yet. Mm-hmm. And we've had people who've come into the clinic who started using large amounts of fiber in either a weight loss or an idea of cleansing, and really stirred up the surface of the gut to the point where they developed a terrible inflammatory problem with the walls of the gut. Mm. We don't advise fiber whatsoever until the walls of the gut have been sealed and healed first.
Really? All right. Now,
yes. It's like
so scraping
a sore.
You don't advise vegetables and stuff?
Well-cooked vegetables, yes. A little bit of raw now and then, but well-cooked.
Right. Because I've always heard,
it depends on what kind of a condition that you're in. There's studies that show that higher fiber diets will help to prevent cancer down the road. There's other studies that show that a lot of fiber can stir up the gut and cause inflammatory problems. It's not that everybody's gut started at the same condition physiologically when they started using this stuff. It depends on your nutritional history up to that point or other kinds of problems that may have existed with the gut. For some people, fiber is the answer. For some people, fiber is definitely not the answer. It's the worst thing they can be using. And if they have a history of gut problems, fiber is about the last thing you want to use until you heal the walls of that gut first. And you're going to be doing that with bone broth. This is the whole concept behind GAPS. This is the way people addressed gut and physiological problems like this over 100 years ago, before we had antibiotics, before we had real trustworthy types of abdominal surgery
on the gut. They knew from ages past, good bone broth, good chicken bone broth, good beef bone broth, oxtail broth, these kinds of things have the minerals, they have the collagen, they have the protein, carbohydrate, fat structures, particularly the fat structures that of which our gut walls are made of. And so when they would consume these things for a week, 10 days, incredible turnaround, and that's one of the things we specialize in the clinic. We have people coming in today. Mary's got people scheduled this morning who are coming in here for that very reason. As the word begins to spread, and this is what ForbiddenDoctor.com is all about, is getting this idea out that healing comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. And if you can stabilize the walls of that gut so it goes back to what nature intended to be, the barrier to the outside world and a protector to the inside world, you don't have to worry about getting sick anymore.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, go to the ForbiddenDoctor.com website to sign up for this newsletter. Very important. Thanks, Jack.
You bet.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Madonna with Crazy for You from the movie Vision Quest, which was the number one movie during this week in 1985. This tune was number one on the pop charts as well.
Great soundtrack.
I'm Crazy for You.
I'm crazy for you.
Hi, we're crazy for Chuck Curry, who's here. Movie music gets started. Movie moments. Chuck has movie news for us in a moment. First, though, we have our contest. Richie's going to love this. Number one movie this week in 1989 is what you have to identify at 888-302-3684. You figure out the movie, you become a contestant, you become a qualifier for our drawing next month for that trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, all expenses paid, air, and the whole deal. So if you can figure out what this movie is, you'll get qualified to get on the air.
Is it my favorite actor?
302-3684, yes.
Okay.
I think it is. Let's hear the first clip and you can figure it out.
We're in danger of flunking most heinously tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay.
Is that your favorite actor?
No, I was thinking it was John Cusack movie because 1989, but no, this is not.
Next clip.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
That should pretty much give it away. 888-302-3684. One more.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Okay. Didn't take long. The phones just blew up. So there we
and
go.
This guy could never break character ever again for me. Even in those big blockbuster movies, he was still this guy.
You know, there was a video of him posted on the New York subway a month or a couple ago of him giving up his seat.
Huh? Is this Daniels?
No.
No, who is it?
Oh, shoot.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay. Giving up his seat?
Giving up his seat to a lady. Just, you know, the subway car was crowded, and he's like, you know, excuse me, man, would you like to sit down? And somebody across the car just happened to be taking video of him because they said, oh, my God, Keanu Reeves is on the
subway.
On the subway. And then the video went viral. It just that he's such a nice guy and a gentleman, blah, blah, blah.
Good.
Dude.
All right.
Dude.
So if you know what it is, you've already figured out how to get here. I don't have to remind you of that. Chucker has movie news after we answer the question, which comes up right after these words on Good Day.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
All right, let's get to our contest. Richie, would you like me? Let's see. I'm looking. How about we talk? Looks like Dennis was the first one in anyway. He's in Norwood, New Jersey. Dennis, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. A little snowy here.
A little snowy, but you hadn't really had it bad this year. In comparison,
no, we got a lot. We got a lot.
Not as much as your northern neighbors.
No, not as much as Cape Cod.
All right, it'll go away. It's coming. Spring is coming. So, what's the name of the movie in question here?
Is it Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No, that would be this.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
We're not referring to you, Dennis, but that was a good guess. Thanks for the call, Nathan. What do you think it is?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
It is. What do you remember about the movie? What do you remember about liking it?
It was Keanu Reeves when I was young.
And you were
dude.
Young. There you go, dude.
This is awesome.
All right, hold on a second. You qualify for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor next month, so good luck to you. Chucker, movie news. What do we have going on?
50 Shades of Grey, Doug, $94 million opening four-day weekend. That is a new President's Day record, $249 million globally. Now, I know Joy Brown killed it on Thursday, and it only has 25% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I really like the film.
You did.
I thought it was complex, and I think Dakota Fanning, who's John Johnson's daughter.
Dakota Fanning was very cute, very good.
Dakota Johnson,
thank
right.
you.
I think she gives a star-making performance, and she's very...
You're the only one I've heard from who thought the movie was worth anything.
She is extremely likable, and that's part of what makes the film work a little bit, is because she is so very likable.
All right, Chucker, what else?
Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary Sunday night drew 23 million viewers, the biggest rating NBC had in 10 years.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy just announced that Beverly Hills Cop 4 will start filming next month, but I got to say, I'm in the agreement with most people. I thought Eddie Murphy's appearance was embarrassing.
Stupid.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Right. Neither anybody else, including him, I think, frankly. But that's good news about Beverly Hills Cop 4. That'll be good. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He can't do it. Nobody can. He's here on Good Day 59 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.